Support for GLT comes from Bloomington Public Library, now offering a local podcast, Shelf Understanding. Past topics include the tiny house movement, virtual reality, an interview with author Eric Larson, and more. Shelf Understanding is available at bloomingtonlibrary.org, through iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
Fall brings us the opportunity to enjoy milder weather, which makes working in the yard that much more fun. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field, from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum. It is Patrick Murphy. Hello there, Murph.
We meet again.
Yes, indeed we do. And today on GLT's Grow, we're talking about fall lawn opportunities and planting opportunities galore. This is a great time of year.
It's so wonderful for so many reasons. One, it's football season again.
Yay,
but,
go Redbirds!
You know, we've been working on our yards all summer, and we've had everything from sunburn to bee stings and prickly heat. It's just so dusty when you mow the yard. And now here we're getting some early fall, nice, cooling, soothing temperatures.
Yeah.
And a little respite from the more vigorous activity of taking care of the vegetable garden. I know we're still producing vegetables, but there's less work, but more opportunities.
Down.
That's right. So, Laura, you and I have been looking out on our lawns all summer. And my place, I know of a couple plants that I got a great deal on, and I planted them not in haste, but didn't take the time to put them where they need to be. And they need to be scooched out. They need to be kind of spread out a little bit, make
elbow
some room,
room.
Yeah,
elbow
make some room.
Room,
and this is a great time to plan for that, to get ready for that. So how do you plan for that? Well, what you can do is you can lance the roots now, let that plant sit there until you get the chance to finish the job by digging the new hole, finish lifting that perennial woody plant, small tree, lift it out of the hole and put it in the new one. That is a really basic thing to do. Relocate, reposition, and transplant the new plants and the ones that are kind of not fitting in the way you thought.
Okay.
And you can also take this opportunity to kind of take care of that lawn you've been walking or riding over all season. You know where all the little holes are.
Little bare patches.
The little ruts and the bare patches. That's mm-hmm. right. And this is a great time to handle those because we're not fighting the leaves yet. We're not chopping and raking leaves and all that stuff. So it's a great time to kind of agitate those areas, agitate the surface so you have good seed to soil contact. And do this after you give your yard a mowing, because if you can stand it, you can let that alone for a couple weeks to germinate, absorb the water that you apply, hopefully during the morning hours.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time you are chasing leaves, your yard will be nice and filled in, and you'll be ready for a second sowing, a frost seeding that you can do when you're finished chasing leaves.
I've never heard of a frost seeding
so
before.
So frost seeding is a way to kind of put that grass seed down late, knowing that fall rain and early snowfall is going to force that seed down into the thatchy layer.
Hmm.
Again, seed to soil contact. You're not going to see this grass seed germinate until next season. So this would be the grass seed that you broadcast over the entire lawn area or areas. And after you've done all the little spots and everything, this is a good opportunity also to get that seed out to the edges where it might be struggling, where it meets the landscaping, places like that. So this cool weather, cooler soil temperatures is what grass loves. And it's what the roots of all of our showy plants, from the trees to the woody plants, the perennials, and even the winter annuals, they like this cooler soil that's coming our way. So get ready for it. Another thing that is a great opportunity is to consider more structural changes to your garden. So we talked about transplanting and reposition.
Right.
It's a good time to add trees and woody plants and some perennials. And ground cover operations, ground cover goals, creating another monoculture in your landscape. This is a great time to do that.
Okay, how do we go about doing that?
Well, if you're going to have an area where, you know, it's just too hard to mow because it's a narrow passageway or you don't go there anyway. It's not lawn. It's not big enough to play a game of croquet or anything. So I'm going to turn it into ground cover. I'm going to make the ground free and clear of existing vegetation. And then I'm going to install those plugs, those individual plants, a foot on center on average for most ground cover plants. And then I'm going to water it just like it's a new lawn or a new seed bed.
You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who love getting their hands dirty. And this week, we are talking about fall lawn opportunities, and ground cover is a part of that.
Ground cover is great because ground cover can produce flowers, and ground cover kind of hides messy areas that are difficult to use for outdoor living and also difficult to maintain. So you just let the ground cover kind of stand in there and do the work. Maybe it's an area that's kind of in the backyard, so you could put a sculpture there.
You know, I like to think of ground cover as a really good investment because you just put it there and you let it grow and you don't worry about it too much.
That's a really great way of looking at it, Laura, because, you know, when we do stuff in our landscaping or if we were professionals managing a piece of property, there's a bell curve of maintenance that applies to what we do there. So the highest is when we're planting and doing the initial care. But as time goes on, we should be doing less and less to maintain that area that we go to time after time, week after week. But we can also take advantage of this fall to prepare our containers.
Ah.
I am of the philosophy that I want to get rid of what I have before it looks like you know what. I like to see it looking nice all the time.
Right.
So people vary in that. It's a preference and taste issue. So if you're the person that likes to get your money's worth out of it and see it fail, don't be offended by what I'm going to say.
Okay.
But get rid of all that stuff now.
And do what then?
Get ready for your fall harvest planting.
Do you mean like put some mums in there or something?
Well, that's a good point. I was going to tell everybody, when it comes to the mums, there are two types. There's a garden mum, which acts like an annual.
Right.
They're ready to go right now. And they're not going to freak out if it gets warm again,
because mm-hmm.
that can be a problem with the hardy mum, which is the one that lasts forever. But I think a lot of people use them and they don't understand the difference. So they just get thrown out in the spring anyway if they're planted in a container.
Right.
But if you have a hardy mum in a container, you can transfer that to the ground if it's still alive in the spring. But you're going to throw out all your old stuff, do your soil exchange, and get ready for your next round of plantings.
Okay, great. And make some plans for those plantings, too.
That's right.
This would be a good time of year to do that.
There's going to be some buying opportunities at the nursery, too.
Really?
So you can take advantage of that in populating your new autumn plantings, as well as filling in those empty spots or enhanced areas that you want to build up in your landscape.
Do you think that having an empty pot, maybe I could actually just go out and try and find some dried stuff to put in there and then maybe put some fairy lights on it, like some Christmas twinkle lights on there for the
fall? I love the sound of that abstract arrangements
yeah.
and containers.
Yeah.
I like that. And for years, I've seen a practice of painting boughs. Painting boughs, that's a code for spray painting the sticks. Okay, so the paint sticks best when there's no bark on there. So
oh.
if you can, you know, kind of keep that in mind and manage your expectations. But some really, active gardeners, I'd like to include myself in that. I have the boughs, the no bark on them. They've been painted so many different colors, you know, it's like it's the crayon that comes off different colors. But you can put those arrangements in there and put holiday decor in with them. The lights are a great idea, Laura. I love the sound of that.
Okay, great. And thank you so much for those fall opportunity suggestions in there, Murph. Now, coming up next week on GLT's Grow, we're going to be talking about autumn color choices, what you could be planting to ensure that when autumn gets here, your yard is going to look spectacular. So you got to choose particular plants that are going to give you that result. And we're going to be talking about that. If you've got a gardening question that you have for Murph, just send it to us, wglt.org/grow. Fill in the form there. Send it along to us. We would love to hear from you. Send photos as well. That's wglt.org/grow.